Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and superstar Patricia Summerlin, the California girl. How's it going,
guys? Hi, guys.
Well, it's going great. And you know something? Us people like Patricia, myself, who bet on the Rams and not that Cincinnati Chili, you know, we're pretty happy, you know.
That's so, right. We're really, really happy.
You know,
really
when
excited.
You know, when you talk about the Super Bowl and all the great plays and all the great players, you know, Patricia, who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, the Rams hands down. And, you know, I have to say, I was a little worried, though, you know, with some of the injuries going on. But I will say, Jeff, on the behalf of the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow's played a great game. And, you know, but Matthew Stafford had those last, oh, my gosh. You've got to say this. When he looks to the right, he throws to the left. And vice versa. That guy, you just never know where he's going to throw his pass to, but he throws it to Cooper Kupp.
I mean, that Kupp's Kupp, man.
And how's that Cincinnati chili tasting, Jeff, by the way?
It tastes fantastic. Really, I mean, Cooper Kupp showed up when it was time to show up and made some fantastic plays on that last drive. They shut him down pretty good up to that point, and Cincinnati's defense looked really, really good. So hats off to the LA Rams. They came and they conquered.
They were at home, but they weren't the home team. That's the stupidest thing the NFL can
right.
do. Give me
well,
a
they
break.
Showed them who the home team was. All
oh,
right.
yeah. When they needed to step up, the Rams stepped up. And I am so proud of Matthew Stafford because he finally showed everybody around the world after 13 years
after 13
of
years,
in
he
Detroit,
got that ring.
He finally was able. That's why you see he was so great at the University of Georgia. Now you see how great really Matthew Stafford is because he stepped it up.
All right, guys. We're going to talk about more of this after we take this quick break. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Mouthing off all around the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia, Sunny the California Girl.
You know something, Jeff and Patricia, the Rams took a page out of the old Yankees playbook. You know what that was, Jeff?
They bought a team?
Well, they filled their team with superstars, and they bought it. Well, the only way you get superstars is you buy them. And in other words, they bought their team. Absolutely. And Patricia.
They were the winning team. That's for sure.
The Rams yes. are collecting what?
Oh, superstars. Of course. And shedding draft picks en route to the salary cap hell, as
That's
we
right.
say.
They are going to be in trouble because I'll tell you this much. You bring in, they did a great job of drafting a couple guys, but they brought in big names, and they got lucky with Odell Beckham Jr. I hope he's all right, by the way. And
oh, yeah. His injury, that scared me on that second quarter.
But
I was like,
Aaron Donald is theirs. Cooper Kupp is theirs. They have a lot of guys that are theirs, but they bring in Jalen Ramsey. They bring in Von Miller. They bring in Odell Beckham Jr. They bring in Sony Michel, although did he even play in that game? I don't remember seeing much out of him.
No.
He didn't do too much.
They spent a lot of money on a lot of guys, and you know, Aaron Donald's talking about retiring, and you know, Cooper Kupp's going to get paid properly in the near future, and Odell Beckham Jr. probably going to continue to be Odell Beckham Jr. So the sobbing guy, Jeff.
He cries.
he does.
You know something? I just got to tell you though. You know, you look at the great job that McVay did keeping all those superstars singing out of the same hymn book all the way to winning the Super Bowl. That's tough to do, man. When you got all those egos in one locker room, I know I've been in there, and Patricia's been in locker rooms with all those egos. Audio engineer has been in the NBA locker rooms and seen the big egos too. And to keep all those egos intact is tough. It's not an easy job to do at
absolutely,
all.
Absolutely, Eddie. I agree. You know, and after the winning game, that matters more than any other game is the Super Bowl. And the champions, my Rams, have that newfound status.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's the greatest thing with all these superstar players that we have, you know? That's the greatest thing.
Yeah,
well, Jeff, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when you talk about all these superstars, and it's kind of like the Yankees used to buy world championships, if McVay and the Rams did not win this Super Bowl with all those superstars, they would have had egg all over their face, and it had made their whole organization look like a joke. But guess what? The Rams showed up, and they won. And I'm so proud of the Rams and Matthew Stafford, Cup, you know, Odell Beckham, you know, Aaron Donald, all of them. I mean, this, the whole team was just good. You know, Jalen Ramsey, everybody. They were just really good.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey got burned a couple of times. But let's talk about the coverage. And Patricia, I'm certain that with a name like Sunny, the California girl, it didn't affect you in the same way that it affected me. But the lead up to the kickoff and all of this, LA's the best. LA, I should say it, there's a great show where they encapsulated Los Angeles so great.
Excuse me, Jeff. Echo Park was cleaned up. Oh, and I need to say this because speaking of coverage, beautiful, right?
That stadium's gorgeous.
The stadium, but the outskirts, LA, my wonderful home, they cleaned up really quick. I just have to say that so proudly. Yes, for our fans and for the Cincinnati Bengal fans to say what a beautiful place LA is. Let's get out all the homeless. Let's make it look like it's, you know, a big castle. It's a facade. They swept them on, you know, go goodbye. Where did they all go? Guess what? They're back today.
Yeah.
They are back on those verbs.
The fact of the matter is, though, it was like LA, where the Super Bowl belongs, LA, with all the huge stars, LA, it's Hollywood, LA. I'm like, oh my God, oh, we get it. The Super Bowl's in Los Angeles. All right, great. You guys ran off two football teams, and now you got two football teams back for one season or two, and you got a Super Bowl. Yippee-hey. By 2025, I'd be surprised if the Rams are even in Los Angeles anymore. I've heard enough about Los Angeles.
Or what about
you know,
the Chargers?
Jeff, you know, and Patricia is so right.
Play good. Yeah.
I used to live in Santa Monica, and Santa Monica was gorgeous. And they went around and cleaned up a whole area because I got a friend of mine that lives in Venice, and that it's nothing but a bunch of tents
and bands that
homeless people live in Venice and in Santa Monica, too. So they cleaned all that up to make L.A. look good. You know something? LA has always been a phony ass town, and it still is a phony ass town.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Land of Hollywood, guys. It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's make believe here.
Yeah, it's all it is.
And speaking of LA, is a lot of celebrities there. And, you know, by the way, everyone was supposed to wear a mask. Everybody. Well, it was
nobody,
a mask mandate.
Did
you see
the mask
on anybody? Mayor Garcetti.
I'm not mad at him for that, though. I'm happy. They showed the rest of America that we can take off the masks and we can move on from the pandemic. We've gotten through it and we're moving on. And they proved it with that coverage of the Super Bowl because, man, did nobody wear masks? I feel like even maybe some people that have been pointing their finger at me and telling me that I must wear a mask all the time, they finally are past it. Nobody was wearing masks.
But you know who had the mask on? All the first responders that surrounded SoFi Stadium to make sure it was safe and protected. All our fine heroes had to suffer, and they did not take their mask off, even the pictures or anything. They kept them on. Everyone's like, take them off. Yeah. We're not wearing them. Yeah. Take them off. Yep. Yeah.
Well, I hope things change, and I think they are. We're steadily getting closer and closer to the change that we need, which is no more of this. It was a pandemic. Okay, cool. We did our thing. We're done. It's time to move on. So hopefully we can move on.
Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
Hey, Patricia.
Yes.
Who's your Power Player of the Week?
Oh, I'm ready. We are ready. It is Cooper Kupp.
And, tell me why.
Well, he is the MVP of the Super Bowl 56. Are you kidding? Do I need to say more? But Kupp was the primary target for most of the team's final drive of the game. And his one-yard touchdown catch with 1 minute, 25 seconds to play provided the winning margin in the Rams' victory of the Bengals. Kupp caught 8 of 10 targets, by the way, guys, for 92 yards and
That's two touchdowns.
Yeah. Amazing. What's amazing. Cooper Kupp is the superstar of the entire game.
He's got one of the best athletic names in the world, Cooper
Kupp. Oh, he's the man with the hardware. That's what they're calling him.
Hey, let me tell you something. He can play. Yeah, that guy is no joke.
It's funny, though. Giving out the MVP, it was, what's that? Is it Janet Jackson that said, "What have you done for me lately?" Ooh, right. Ooh. Yeah. Cooper Kupp was almost non-existent that entire game, but he comes alive on that game-winning drive, and bam, he's the MVP.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Because
without Cooper Kupp, they wouldn't have won the game.
He deserves the accolades because the guy did some incredible things this season. Oh. He's obviously a phenomenal athlete, but
absolutely.
Matt Stafford was involved in all of the scoring. So,
of course, yes.
But, I probably would have given it to him.
I really wanted to do a co-MVP with Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp.
They should have.
Because those guys really are the two heart and soul of the Los Angeles Rams this year. And they took the Rams to the promised land, and they won that Super Bowl.
Well, hell, if we're giving it to the two of them, let's just give it to three people and give it to Aaron Donald, too, because he's the lifeblood of that defense. I mean, he makes that defense tick.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, this ain't no trifecta kind of deal. It's just, it's either Matthew Stafford or Cooper Kupp.
Well, Cooper Kupp, I think, was the most deserving. He took those touchdowns.
I'm going with Patricia with Cooper Kupp.
I disagree, but that's okay. I think that everybody will agree that at least choice.
Hey, Donald only showed up in the fourth quarter.
I'm talking about Matt Stafford.
Yeah, Stafford is the no-look Super Bowl guy. So his passes were they were so impressive. He would throw the ball right, and then when he looked to the left, you never know. The incredible thing with him.
He made
and I agree, Jeff. I agree.
Jeff, one thing about him, that he's no loser. I can guarantee you one thing. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame when he retires. I guarantee you that.
And I don't know. I don't know that he will be, but he may deserve that. We'll have to see how he sticks around.
For God's sake. I mean, you got Billy Sims and other guys that came out of that godforsaken hole up in Detroit. I mean, God was very tired when he made Detroit. and I can tell you what, that they killed more careers than anybody in the world, Detroit Lions. And the Ford family should be ashamed of themselves because they should buy a team. They got the money. Go buy a team like the Yankees did for baseball. Go buy a team like the Rams did for football. Now, just go buy your friggin' team and quit being a loser.
It's too
late. Your whole city's a loser.
It's too late for them. The curse of Barry Sanders will live on, and the Detroit Lions will be a laughing stock until they finally pick a guy like Joe Burrow and develop him and keep him. But they're not going to do that. They're going to.
They had one. He's called Matthew Stafford out of the University of Georgia.
I know.
And all they did was keep him for 13 years in hell.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
For God's sake. Mm-hmm. And he finally got a reprieve and went to Los Angeles. Thank God he went to Sammy Hagar's and down in Mexico and was drinking tequila with McVay. And then they hit it off. And next thing you know, he's an L.A. Ram. And guess where he's at and where the Rams are?
Super Bowl champions. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off. That's 800 all over the world. Can Joe Burrow get the Bengals back to the Super Bowl?
Joe has the leadership skills and the ability. Burrow and company did their due diligence to attain Super Bowl hardware. But to win, you can't have drop passes, and the offensive line must block. Correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there was a couple drops. And you know what? The offensive, they kind of had a mess up there, I would say.
Yeah, they don't have a great offensive line, and they had injuries on the offensive line all season, and that's the one weakness that they have. I honestly, in the first half, they did really well, but I think they just were up for the Super Bowl. They had the adrenaline rushing, and then in the end, they weren't better than what was on the other side of the ball. And right. I don't know if it was scheming or just the amount of talent, because those are NFL players. I mean, they're the best of the best, even on the worst team. Even the Detroit Lions, Eddie, the guys that play on the Detroit Lions are the best of the best. They're just the worst of the greats.
The best. Yeah, right.
So the reality of... Go ahead.
But you're right. I mean, you're right. Absolutely. You're right. But they couldn't finish, and the Rams finished.
Yeah.
See, that separates the winners from the losers.
And
next year the Bengals can finish. But the Rams wanted it more, and they finished. And let me tell you something. Aaron Donald stepped up in that last few plays that he hadn't stepped up most of the game. But
he shined, Aaron Donald did.
He wanted that ring.
In my opinion,
he's
another superstar.
Nothing was going to stop him from getting to where he wanted to go and helping those Rams win that game. You know, Aaron has won just about everything in the world that you could win except a Super Bowl ring. And I'm so proud of him and the Rams. I really am.
I think he had, 11 rush snaps in the game. And you know who else played good was Joe Mixon, too. Kind of left him off. There were some great players overall.
I mean, the whole game was really good. I mean, it was one of the best Super Bowls in a long, long time.
I don't know about that, Eddie, because I –
Well,
I
you think had – why?
Because of the scoring. If you go back to the old Super Bowl games, and I'm sure you guys will both agree, the higher scores. What happened to the 42-54 scoring games? These are low scoring games. What does that tell you?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Patricia, being a true fan of football, a 21-20 game is just as exciting to me as a 65-64 game. I couldn't care less if they score all the time. I just want it to be interesting the entire game, and this game was interesting the entire game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Cincinnati has the building blocks to continue to win and continue to vie for Super Bowl win, because they have Joe Burrow, who basically is a rookie. You know, he's in his second year, but he didn't play most of his first year, hardly any of his first year. And the kid obviously has got what it takes. They've got Ja'Marr Chase, the kid that they brought in to be the weapon for Joe Burrow. They played together at LSU, and they really wanted to give him that guy that had the connection. They've got Higgins, who is a great wide receiver. They've got Boyd, who's a great wide receiver. Those guys, I don't know if they'll continue to be in the mix, but in the short time period, they're going to be there, and they're great. They've got Uzomah, who's a phenomenal. I never get his name right, but he's a phenomenal tight end. He unfortunately, wasn't 100% in this game, but he's a great tight end. So literally, and that defense, I mean, nobody's writing home about him, but they showed up and played very well against a Los Angeles Rams team. I had an argument with a friend of mine over text. It's a chat, a WhatsApp chat. And he was saying that wasn't two elite teams because of the way that game went. And I said, you're crazy. These are two elite teams. The Los Angeles Rams faltered in the beginning of the season, but that is an elite team. And for the Bengals to be able to hang with them the way that they did, I mean, let me say this for all the Cincinnati Bengals fans out there, because it needs to be brought up. That last drive, there was a call that changed that game. And I'm never the guy that says you can blame it on the referees, but there was a call that, had that call not gone that way, the Cincinnati Bengals would have hoisted that Lombardi trophy. And my feelings on that is, you never put yourself into a position where you have to allow the refs to make or break you. So the call was made, the Rams were able to go in and score, and that is now history. No one's ever going to look back past a couple weeks from now and talk about that call. The only call I can think of that still gets talked about, actually, is that Miami Ohio State call, the pass interference in the end zone. But that was one of the most egregious calls of all time, and it definitely changed the face of that game. But the Cincinnati Bengals now need to build an offensive line and continue to keep that defense up, and they're going to be a good team for a long time. And the Detroit Lions could do the same thing if they looked at that playbook.
Well, I think Joe Burrow can be as big as a Tom Brady.
You know, Patricia and Jeff, you know, you talk about hardware. One of the greatest QBs in history just won something really big, Patricia. Who was it?
Well, that would be Aaron Rodgers. He won the MVP award of the NFL.
That's huge.
Which is pretty amazing. And, you know, all the guys, you would think the Matthew Staffords and all these
Tom Brady
quarterbacks. Right. Well, no, they
Tom
look
Brady
up to Aaron.
Had, hey, Tom Brady had,
you know about Tom, but they're not seasons. Looking at Tom. They're looking to Aaron Rodgers as their idol. All these great quarterbacks are saying, we look to Aaron Rodgers now that are up and coming. They're not saying Tom Brady.
They Isn't should. That
hey, well, let me not. Tell you something. If they were smart, they would. But yeah, I can tell you, hey, Patricia, we
I
might
like Aaron
see
Rodgers
him in Denver Orange. Because his old offensive coordinator for the Packers is a new head coach. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I think the Broncos is going to gain a couple great, great team. And there you go. I think the Broncos will be a next team to look at this year coming up.
Does Von Miller go back and join the Broncos again now that they're going to be the favorites out of the AFC?
You never know.
The fact of the matter is, Aaron Rodgers was probably the best quarterback this season, especially considering the weapons that he has to deal with. He doesn't have as much star power around him. So he's got Davante Adams, who is a phenomenal wide receiver. But tell me, and basically Aaron Jones, who looks really good, but he's not the name that everyone knows. And Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately, wants out of Green Bay. Unfortunately for Green Bay, I have no love for them. So he's going to go somewhere else. Is it Denver? I don't know. There are a few other teams that could use an Aaron Rodgers. The Washington.
Well, whoever gains Aaron Rodgers, Eddie, is going to be great. Any of these,
absolutely.
You know. Listen, that's
He brings more to the party than, and, you know, he's a great leader.
Well, he is the party right now.
Player.
He's an MVP, you know.
Yes,
he is the party. Just like Cooper Kupp and all these guys.
I disagree with you on that, Eddie. I think they had to move on from Brett Favre because they had Aaron Rodgers sitting behind him. They knew what they had in him, and they did a good job with him. That Brett Favre thing, it was unfortunate that he was nearing the end of his career, but he had one good season in Minnesota, and then did he go to the Jets? And, I mean, his career was clearly over.
No, I think he went to the Jets and then to Minnesota. He ran from the New York Jets.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I mean, he didn't walk. He ran.
Yeah.
He ran across the Verrazano Bridge, believe me. Well, I want to talk about Eminem, Mr. Neelan, Eminem. You know, you want to put on a halftime show and do this, do that. And you know something? You disrespect people. kneeling. And you know, Patricia, I know you got an opinion on this.
Oh, you better.
I want to hear your opinion because you're an LA girl and you deserve to be heard.
Well, listen, I loved the halftime. I thought it was the best halftime next to Prince and a few others, of course, in the past. I think they killed it because that this is my home. And Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, all of them in the house like that. And Mary J. Blige and No Drama, No Pain. That's one of my favorite songs, by the way. She killed it. But you know what I found interesting is that their backs were to the other side of the fans. The way they set it up was so botched. And when Eminem came out and did that, well, you know, there's a saying. They're saying that he's doing this right now. Some are saying. Some are mad because they're saying it was disrespect. But some are saying it's because of Tupac.
Oh,
so he's paying respects to Tupac because
Tupac.
That is
well,
their,
why didn't he announce that to all the fans around the world?
I know. But don't, and also, don't forget, I also heard there was two Rams players kneeling. I don't know if you guys got to see that or not. I personally didn't. I don't think any of us did.
NFL
because the media took it.
Exactly.
They took it away from those two players that kneeled. Now, that kind of made me mad. Better believe it. You disrespect our flag. And I love the Rams. And to hear this hurts. And I will tell you their names. I don't know if you've heard, Jeff.
One was Scott.
Nick Scott.
Nick Scott and Terrell Burgess.
Yeah. That's the two idiots.
They were kneeling during the national anthem. And, you know, Mike and Mickey Guyton killed it, by the way.
Mickey Guyton's great. She's a sweet girl. The fact of the matter is, if they don't show it on TV, I don't care about it.
I know, but that's just, I do, because that hurts. You know, I don't do that. Come on, Ram.
I want to give them their right to kneel during the national anthem, but I want my right to not have to see it.
Right.
Well, I really don't want to see any of it as a television producer. You can bet your sweet butt that you wouldn't be on my cameras.
Right.
No
well,
camera
here's another
would
thing.
Go to you because, and I probably wouldn't even show you during the game if you played. I just missed the shot.
Right,
because
Eddie.
Who are they? They're not big stars.
Nick Scott's a decent cornerback. Well, hey, we'll be right back.
A decent. He's no star. He's a decent. Decent. Oh, please. There's a lot of decent athletes in the whole world.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Now back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts.
We are back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts all over the world, with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia, the superstar, Sunny the California Glow Girl.
You know, Jeff and Patricia, I want to talk about Aaron Donald. Aaron has had a great career. You know, Patricia, Aaron brings everything to the party. He has won everything. And now he has really won everything, including the Super Bowl. And I know if you got some late-breaking news that may concern his future with the L.A. Rams. What is that?
Well, I believe he's leaving, guys. I think that's it for Aaron Donald.
Did he announce it?
Yeah, I believe he says he's done. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, this happens every once in a while where a guy just retires in what seems to be his prime. You never know what's going on with him mentally or physically that brings them to that point. But for some reason, he just has decided he wants to hang him up. I don't see any news that he actually has announced that it's actually happening. I think it's still kind of he said
it's on the fence, possibly.
Yeah.
But you know something, Jeff, if you're smart, and you are a wounded warrior like he is and banged up and had all these injuries and stuff, why not go out on top?
Yeah,
you can go out on top because you have nothing else to prove.
That's true.
And he doesn't need the money. He's already made the money.
And he's such a joyful man, by the way. If you ever notice him,
but you know something?
He is.
Patricia? You gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And Aaron Donald, if he retires on top, he's a smart man.
All 240 pound.
Aaron Donald is something else. He was one of the greatest defensive linemen in the NFL, and he's had a great career. Now it's time to hang it up and enjoy your family and your life. Because you've already done it all. He's won everything.
Right.
Why hang around and go out a loser?
It's going to help Los Angeles stay under the cap, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah, and he's smart for doing it because why do you want to live in a pigsty? I mean, L.A.'s a pigsty. I mean, well, all they got is a bunch of homeless people and pigsties, and they're giving away free money. We need to move out there. You know, hey, Patricia, is that you got any room out there? But me and Jeff,
right? You might as well because everyone else.
California money.
I like to earn my money.
All the Californians are moving out.
Well, we earn our money, but you know,
come here.
Since they're giving it away, you might as well take it too. But they can't give me enough money. That's the problem. You know, that little silly money.
Those stimulus checks, you mean? Are you talking about that?
Yeah, that's not going to pay my bills.
No. If you have an extra kid, though, you can get on welfare and you make a lot more.
Lord.
That's California.
California's a welfare state, and it used to be that I used to love Santa Monica and I loved, you know, SoCal.
But guess what? Our gas prices are going up this week, too. Again, we're all looking forward to that.
Speaking of gas, they used some gas after the Super Bowl over there, didn't they, Patricia?
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Yeah, they
tore up the town.
They burned?
So that, again, you know, L.A., you know, every time there's a championship or whatever. By the way, guys, there's a parade tomorrow that's going to go off. I can't wait for that one for downtown for the Rams. It started at 11 a.m., but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of mess.
Rams, Lakers, and Dodgers, right?
I'm going to stay far away from there on Exposition Park. Oh, no thanks. I live down there. I got far away. That's why I live in the mountains now. But, they blew up a bus, caught it on fire, trampled the bus. Then they started with their fireworks, throwing them at cars in the middle of the road. You know, there's some fights. The sheriffs, they pushed back. They were phenomenal. I will say that they squashed it before there was any severe, situations that they didn't go start, smash and grab stores and things like they do normally.
They're all empty already.
Right? Yeah. A lot of them are, sadly.
There's nothing else to steal in L.A.
They're broke, porched. Yeah, I know. Now or graffitied.
And now they're burning buses. I mean,
and
come on, Patricia.
And homeless. Oh, yeah. Well, that's,
we can't blame that all on Los Angeles. So that's not the first time that's ever happened.
No.
Doesn't happen in Tampa, though. They didn't burn Tampa down after the Tampa Bay won in Tampa Bay.
No, you know, they celebrated and was very proud. And, you know, something, it just makes me sad for the people of, there's so many good people in Los Angeles and in California. There's so many dear people. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, why you want to burn a bus? I mean, come on. You should be celebrating a football win, not burning buses. I mean, you know, you can tell they stole the gas because they wouldn't they would. There's no way they're going to pay $5 a gallon to burn a bus. you know that's a bunch of, you know, thieves.
Yeah.
And that burned the bus. So, you know, that's sad that we're talking about burning buses and tearing up property when we should be celebrating the Rams' victory in a Super Bowl.
Hey, but the sheriff's response was great, guys, to the city of Inglewood. I want to say thank you to the city of Inglewood for really squashing the matter. You know, they deployed so many officers for us. I mean, and it's still, they still went off. But they kept law and order. They did.
Well, you know,
so hats off to our guys.
My hat's off to all them.
Because, as you guys know, we're less in law enforcement, right? They're gone. They're going to Florida, or they're coming up here actually to Kern County where I live, because they actually get treated like human beings. You know, LA County sucks for law enforcement.
They don't have a guy stand on stage and say F them during the Super Bowl halftime show up there.
I'm surprised that didn't happen.
It did happen.
They did?
Yes.
Who said that?
Dr. Dre. It's a lyric of one of his songs. He definitely
said it. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's in his song. Yeah,
yes,
yeah. I thought he meant off the cuff.
No,
yeah, yeah.
No, he said it.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, that's not, it's nothing cool about that. And
so, yeah, but that song was a hit.
Oh,
yeah,
I loved that song.
There's a lot of hit songs that have bad stuff in them too.
It's all the funny
thing to me is I loved that song when I was a 14-year-old kid, and then by the time I was 20, I was like, yeah, I don't really like that song anymore.
Right. Because you grow up.
Yeah.
And you don't. I don't tolerate that kind of crap, and I don't back it. I don't like it. And you know something, I just don't need to tolerate it, and I do not listen to it. I wouldn't give Dr. Dre 2 cents of mine.
Well, he doesn't need any, you know. He's one of the richest for being a gangster rapper.
He made crappy headphones and sold them to Sony. Now people are
buying
for $100.
That's true. Yep.
Never owned a pair, but I've put them on the Best Buy.
I'm not going to argue with you, Patricia, about this crap, because it's not worth my voice to even talk about rap.
Well, you know, I love California knows how to party, guys.
Rap is crap.
But California knows how to party is number one, will always be, and it's always in my heart. That's a good one, and that will look, we'll argue to that day.
They missed
you can argue all you want, Patricia. You're not going to win.
They missed a big opportunity, too, because they toured that hologram of Tupac, and they definitely have the footage of him singing that song. It would have been awesome if they would have hologrammed Tupac into that show.
Brought him in
California.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that would have been
cool.
Great.
Yeah,
that would have been
not creative
to
enough to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
They just want to run down things and make themselves look great. And, you know, instead of being,
well, one's high, one has a wardrobe malfunction, and the other, well, you know, he's just playing his piano suite like Dr. Dre, and then Eminem is too busy kneeling. What do you expect?
And by the way, Eminem got out of breath. He has definitely not been touring lately. I was surprised to see that. He was out of breath up there singing. Same with Mary J. Blige. She got out of breath too, but
yeah, that's what we call in the wrestling business, blowed up.
Yeah, they did a great job doing what they do. I thought the show itself, like the stage and everything, was really spectacular. So at the end of the day, if you don't like the music, then you're not going to like the show. It wasn't your typical halftime show that kind of was aimed at a broad audience. But I enjoyed the Dr. Dre and Snoop parts of it, and I thought Eminem did what Eminem does. So
Kendrick Lamar, I did not get.
I don't understand him. Never will understand him. But no. I feel like I might be, you know, a mid-40s old man that's crotchety about music that came after my time when I talk about that. But anyway.
I just didn't, those boxes and Jeff, the blonde hair. Just the whole thing was weird.
Never, ever say that you're wrong when you're right.
About the music? Yeah, the music's not good.
Don't ever. The music sucks.
Yes.
And so the bottom line is, I'm not going to ever apologize for music sucking and performances sucking. You know, I'm a producer. I'll just tell you it sucks.
Yeah, it's not George Strait, is it, Eddie?
There are a lot of people.
Hey, it's not George Strait, and it's not a lot of people. And, you know, one thing
too
about
bad George Strait doesn't get up there in that.
Hey, I can tell you what, George Strait sold more records than all them people on that stage. Yeah. And so, you know, George Strait is George Strait. He's the king of country.
He's the king.
There was no king on that stage.
Let's quickly get into Brian Flores, the former Miami head coach.
Yeah, your boy. You were whining. Oh, why did they fire him? Now I guess you see why.
I said that. I understand. I don't think that they fired him because they thought he was a bad coach. I think they fired him because he's a bad person. And now he's suing the NFL because he's not being hired anywhere. And the reality of it is that when you're in an organization as small as the NFL, word gets around. And honestly, anybody that sues their former employer typically doesn't expect to be able to go back and work for that former employer again. I mean, the reality of it is he's opened a Pandora's box. We'll see how it goes. I hope I hope he figures out a way to make money off of this lawsuit, because if he doesn't, he's going to be hucking cars at Jeff Gordon Ford up the street in not too
long. That's what he's going to do. You know something too, Jeff? Bottom line is this. You should never be hired as a coach or a player or whatever by the color of your skin.
No. And
you should be able to be hired because you're very, very talented and you're bringing something to the organization.
And the reality of this is it's going to backfire, I think, because now these NFL owners are going to be like, man, I can't even consider hiring an African-American coach, because if I fire him because he's no good, they're going to sue me. Yeah.
These black guys.
Well, this is what's in the world right now. This is what we're going through.
Well, yeah. It's like Flores threw Belichick under the bus. Well, are you a stupid idiot? Yeah, he's a stupid idiot. Throwing Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NFL history, under the bus. Let me tell you something, Flores. You don't deserve to be hired. And let me tell you something, Goodell. If you fold to this jabroni, there goes your NFL forever. Yeah, exactly. And you're going to lose all your fans because you don't have the guts to stand up. This ain't all black people. There's white people involved in this too.
Tomlin, it's a united front of all different races, guys.
Absolutely. You know, and I've been my whole life, I've been in locker rooms with all different races. I've never had a problem with anybody.
That's right.
You
have to get in the ring. You have to show up. You have to know. You have to take it home. You have to know what you're doing.
It's not about the color of your skin. You know, and now they're making it about the color of your skin. And that's just not right. It should be the talent in your body that gets you a head coaching job.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Sunny the California Girl Summerland.
You know something, Jeff? This is the longest football season in the history of the NFL. And the LA Rams won the Super Bowl.
They did.
Yes, they did.
They hung in there through one more whole games.
And you know, where the Super Bowl originated, it came back, and Matthew Stafford, I'm going to say this one more time for all the millions of listeners of Mouthing Off, Matthew Stafford showed the world that he is a winner. Finally, after 13 years in hell, he went to the LA Rams and won the Super Bowl.
But without Matthew Stafford, and you know, okay, great, Matthew Stafford's great, but what about Cooper Kupp? Because those two together, they made the game happen.
Magic.
They made the win.
Magic.
Absolutely.
Patricia, magic.
Jeff, how about that Skyline Chili? We're going to make you eat a lot of cans. I think, Eddie, we had a bet that he has to eat at least 5 cans, wasn't
it? Yeah, he needs at least eat 5.
I did a little bit of research on Skyline Chili because I've said it before. I've never had it before, and that still holds true. But I did research on Skyline Chili, and it's not the regular chili that you expect. It's a very sweet chili, I believe. They put chocolate and cinnamon
it had
in it.
Cinnamon?
So. Yes. Nasty.
No, I might have to. I might have to give it a try. I might eat my 5 cans of Skyline chili.
Hey, it sounds like a dessert chili.
Hey, and while you're eating that chili, go take a look at the best dressed quarterback in the NFL, Joe Burrow.
Hey, if you ask me right now if I'd rather be an LA Rams fan in the future or a Cincinnati Bengals fan in the future, I'd be Cincinnati Bengals all the way. They're set up for success for a good amount of time.
Well, L.A. Rams are in and out, like the Yankees. They'll go win a championship, and then they all go away.
Listen, I'm still cheering for my Rams and Sean McVay. Good job, Sean McVay. Applause. Just want to say thank you to all the millions of listeners that we have, and thank you for tuning in.
And guess what? We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Bye.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.